The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So sitting in a comfortable way as best you can. We often begin the loving kindness reflections by doing a little forgiveness practice because it tends to loosen up the heart a bit. These tender places where we've been harmed or we've caused harm for others. So let come to your mind now somebody that you might have or somebody that you did harm in the past, even if you didn't intentionally want to hurt them. Could be way back from your childhood or something that even happened today. Bring some situation to mind where you've caused some harm, some pain. Noticing what it feels like as you bring that situation to mind, as if you were standing right here with this person or the people involved. And in your own way, you're going to ask for forgiveness and do that a few times, maybe 3 or even 4 times. Something like, it isn't easy being a human being, caught up in my own fear, my own distractedness. It's actually pretty easy to make mistakes and to cause harm. So I'm asking for your forgiveness for any way that I might have caused you harm. Please forgive me. And then you can do it again and again, just as if you're speaking directly from your heart, asking for forgiveness. And after you've done that several times, then again, in a relaxed way, open your mind and bring to mind another situation where you've caused harm to another. Remember to feel your heart as you bring the details to mind. Notice how that feels now in your heart as you remember the situation. And then have a felt sense as if that person were right there. And asking for forgiveness in a way that seems appropriate to the situation. Again, understanding that it isn't easy being a human being. In fact, it's quite easy at times to be confused, to be neglectful. And from that place, we ask for forgiveness. And then we'll bring to mind somebody who has caused us harm, It's often best not to bring the most difficult situation from your life to mind. But again, it's so common in the ordinary course of our lives for people to act in ways that hurt deeply, whether they did it on purpose or not. The heart gets hurt. So bring to mind a situation where there was this pain. And as you bring that person to mind and have a sense of being right here with them as best you can, offer them forgiveness, both as a way of helping them, but even more importantly, as a way to let go of any resentment, any ill will in your own heart that you're holding toward that person. So it could be quite simple, as if you were to say, I know it's not easy being a human being, and I know it's easy at times to make mistakes and cause harm. So as best I can now, I offer you forgiveness for any harm that you've caused me. As best I can, I forgive you. So again, try that several times in a relaxed way, and then bring another situation to mind and do the same thing. And finally, we take a few moments and we forgive ourselves for being an imperfect human being. It's not an insult, it's just a clear understanding that this heart, the way this mind is conditioned, is imperfect. And because the mind isn't conditioned in a perfect way, we don't always act in ways that support our well-being. So as best I can, I forgive myself. I forgive the imperfect conditioning of this mind and heart, sometimes overrun with aversion and fear, sometimes overrun with greed, sometimes deluded, distracted, or superficial. As best I can, I forgive myself for any harm that I've caused myself or others. As best I can, I forgive myself. Just repeat something to that effect for a few moments. Have that sense of self-forgiveness. Normalizing being an imperfect human being that makes mistakes, causes themselves harm. And then bring somebody to mind. Remember, it doesn't even have to be a human being, but bring somebody to mind who you actually see their goodness. It's easy for you to remember or feel, see their goodness. So it can be quite simple. You might remember your cat on your bed, and the goodness that you tune into is that cat feels safe. That's a good thing when a being is safe. That's a beautiful quality, that safety. Or you might remember the smile of your niece and the simple joy as she was playing outside. Or you might remember some kind of great strength you saw in a friend going through a difficult time and their willingness to meet it in a direct way. So see what loved one, what person or being comes to mind that is easy for you to remember something beautiful about them. Could be an important mentor, teacher in your life, a benefactor, somebody who's been there for you. And take the time, if you can, to have a clear visual picture of this person, and especially of them in a beautiful situation, wholesome situation. I care about your life and your happiness and your goodness. I care about your life. So settle into that basic fact, caring about their life, appreciating their life, remembering their goodness. Let it touch your heart and actually feel the heart center as you remember them and remember their goodness. However simple it might be, doesn't matter. And then we'll repeat some simple phrases and let each one be a simple wish. May your heart be safe in all ways. And may you be happy and peaceful. And may your body be healthy and free from pain. And may you take care of your life, all the details, with ease and joy. And then again, and you can repeat it silently after me. May your heart be safe and protected in all ways. Imagining wisdom, their wisdom and love protecting them. May your heart be happy and peaceful. And your body healthy and free from pain. May you take care of your life with ease and joy. I do care about you, care about your goodness. May you be safe and protected in all ways. And may your heart be happy and peaceful. May your body be healthy and free from pain. And may you take care of your life, all the twists and turns, with ease and joy. Just continue on your own. Remember, you can change the phrases, keep it simple. Feel that each time you repeat a phrase, it's a simple gift, beautiful but simple gift. Feel it in the heart. keep the vision of the person in mind if you can. Feel the heart. And notice the effect each time you offer a simple wish for this person, this being. And we could spend the whole night just bringing the person to mind and sending these loving thoughts, but let's bring another being to mind. This heart, this life right here, is worthy of love. Doesn't matter if we're imperfect. Doesn't matter if we're upset about ourselves. The fact is, this heart, this life is worthy of love and compassion and appreciation. So bring yourself to mind any way you can. You can even imagine yourself as a child or however you want to imagine yourself, but just a felt sense that there is this life here. Whatever it is, it's right here. And although my relationship to my own life might be complicated, the fact is, I do care about this life. I care about this heart, and I care about this body. Remembering, I do care about this life. May this heart be safe in all ways. May the deepest wisdom and love protect me always. And may this heart be happy and peaceful. May this body be healthy and free from pain. And may I take care of this life with ease and joy. Let's take a few minutes. Keeping ourselves in mind, this life right here. Each phrase is a simple act of generosity. We're sending ourselves this beautiful wish for well-being. Even if you can't quite believe the words, do it anyway. May this heart be safe in all ways. Feeling the heart and repeating the phrases gives this practice some structure. So we're more apt to notice when the mind is lost in thought and we have a place to come back to. We feel the heart center, remember the person, in this case ourselves, and then just do the best to offer the next phrase. May I live with ease and joy as I navigate my life. Feel free when you're ready to move on and bring to mind a dear one. Could be a family member or a dear friend. Could be a group of people that you have warm, trusting feelings toward. Again, we're still working with people who are relatively easy. These dear ones might be more complicated, so our feelings might include both deep love, but also some frustration or disappointment. They might have hurt us at times. So we're learning how to look through all of that and recognize that these dear folks in our lives, these close friends, partner, relative, child, that they're human beings, imperfect human beings. But still, I do care about your life. I care about your well-being and safety. So I wish, may you be safe in all ways. May your wisdom and your love protect you in life. May you be happy and peaceful. May your body be healthy and strong. And may you live your life with ease and joy. Take a minute or two, sending some good wishes to some dear ones. And we'll work with some neutral people, like the people in this room now. You might know some of the people, but just sensing somebody to your right or somebody in front or behind you that you don't know well, but you do know they're a human being with a life, with their own particular challenges and their own particular joys. So in the same way that I care about this life, wishing for those near you in the room and all beings in this room, may all the beings here in this room be safe from harm. May your love and your wisdom protect you in life. And may you realize real happiness and peace in your heart. May your bodies be strong and free from pain. And may everybody here in this room live their life with ease and joy, great skill. So take a few moments, filling this room with our good wishes for everyone's well-being and happiness. If there's a real sense of goodness emanating from the heart, literally filling the space here, and just spilling over, recognizing there are lots of creatures around us, other human beings throughout the cities and suburbs and country, all the way through this planet. Innumerable beings, simple beings and complicated beings, those near, those far. I care about all sensitive beings out there. In the same way that I wish to be safe, may you all be safe from harm. May you be protected by wisdom and love. And may all beings, without exception, realize states of happiness and peace, realize good health and a body that is free from pain. And may you live your lives with great ease and joy, free from suffering and free from any causes of suffering. We'll take a few more moments just sensing this emanation of goodness coming from the heart out in all directions, filling the world, all worlds. This immeasurable goodness of the heart. A beautiful upwelling. Until there's a sense that no being is untouched by these good wishes for well-being and happiness and safety. May all beings be safe and at ease. May all beings be happy.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.